Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by typing in rumble.com/ Mark Parham and I should pop up. So I'm looking at what's going on in Canada with, some of the, media rules that they're coming up with and laws and, things that are basically going to censor people on the internet and censor podcasts and it's just a mess that's going on in Canada as far as some of the censorship. I mean, we complain in America, but it looks like Canada is, passing or creating a lot of laws to censor what people can say and do online. And so, my question is, because I know people complain about, Justin Trudeau and what he's doing up there and some of the liberal politicians up there. And, I think the people of Canada are amazing. I think that, Canadians are nice people, but why are so many people letting Justin Trudeau, do what he wants to do? I mean, I hear a lot of complaints online and I see a lot of people are tired of him, but, why did people even elect this guy in the first place? It's always been a question that I have to ask. It's like, I mean, you could tell that he was just going to be some just liberal that was going to create laws, not create laws, but you could tell he just didn't know what he was doing. And, I guess sometimes with elections, people get caught up on, the young face or the new guy that's out there. But, I mean, you could see how Justin Trudeau was going to turn out years ago. And it's amazing that, people were duped into voting for this guy. And now if you look at what he's done with the country now, it's just like I'm looking at what's going on with the economy in Canada and how groceries are very expensive in Canada and the cost of living has gone up. And it's a mess. It's similar to what's going on in the United States with Joe Biden. But it just amazes me that people thought this guy was going to, be a good prime minister. That's the baffling part, because I mean, even when I saw him get elected the first time, I knew that he was going to lead Canada down the wrong path. And lo and behold, look what you got. And so again, the question I have is, why did so many Canadians vote in support Justin Trudeau? I mean, I know they're tired of him now, but why did so many people go out and vote for this guy? Like, I don't understand it. So it just goes to show you that, people might present themselves one way, but then they turn out to be a whole different thing later on. But, it just amazes me. And I hope that Canada can get a leader in there that's going to, turn things around and hopefully get rid of some of these stupid laws, or at least try to not create a bunch of laws that mean nothing. I mean, every time you look up, Canada is trying to pass laws and stuff that, aren't really helping out people that live in Canada. I think, people would appreciate Justin Trudeau more, even though they don't appreciate him at all, and I don't blame him. But I mean, the whole thing where he's trying to, I forget what the bill is, but where he's trying to basically censor what people can say and, claim that some things are hate speech, and it's just a bunch of, it's horrible what's going on in Canada. And again, a lot of people always used to look at Canada as like, next to the United States as far as, freedom and things like that. But Canada is, it almost seems like it's becoming a communist country. I don't want to, over-exaggerate, but it's slowly getting that way. I mean, passing these stupid laws, trying to censor people. And they really have folks in power that don't look out for the middle class. So hopefully Canada can get their act together. Some of the politicians, hopefully they elect somebody next time that knows what they're doing. And, I wish the best for Canada. But let me know in the comment section how you feel. Like, why did so many people support Justin Trudeau in the beginning? Like, what was the reason for even putting this guy in power? Let me know in the comment section. Thank you.